You're listening to SBS News.
When Darwin woman Rebecca Forrest was a young, single mum, she says it was almost impossible to reap the rewards of any professional development events because of her responsibilities of working and caring for her children. In some ways, she was being left behind. Reflecting on that part of her life, Miss Forrest says she decided to start her own conference, No Woman Left Behind, to allow people from around the Northern Territory to come together and share their stories on International Women's Day.
In the Northern Territory, we're such a diverse place. In fact, I found out just recently that one third of everyone from this city was born overseas. But also we have such an incredible influence from our Aboriginal Indigenous people. And so what this conference was about making sure that we were representative of the community, both on the stage with our speakers, but also in the audience.
The conference offers on-site childcare and includes a sponsorship system so mothers and young women can be a part of the conversation. Miss Forrest says the whole day lineup boasts more than 40 guest speakers who will lead discussions on everything from cultural barriers facing women from non-white backgrounds and youth incarceration to body image and bullying.
One of the panel sessions that we have is You Can't Ask That, and we have a woman that was born in Syria that, you know, wears the headpiece, and we have a transgender person. We actually have an assistant principal who was born in India, has about 6 degrees, and says, can you believe that at my school people still come up to me and go, hello, it's nice to meet you, as if she can't speak English and as if she got to be assistant principal just because she's a female or something like that.
But Miss Forrest says one of the most important features of the conference is the strong presence of men, both as speakers and as audience members.
Men as well, and they're from 12 different countries, but also from 12 different Aboriginal groups across Australia. So that truly is representative of the territory. Everyone needs to embrace International Women's Day. I hate that men don't feel encouraged to come along. So what we've tried to do is bring them into the program. So I think that that's actually a message that we all need to push forward with International Women's Day. Men are not the enemy. We can all work together.
About 400 people are set to attend the inaugural conference, and a follow-up event is already being planned for Alice Springs. Bettina Dungabara is one of the many inspiring women speaking at the conference on Friday. An Aboriginal community police officer, Miss Dungabara won the Northern Territory Local Hero Award in 2017 after she went beyond the call of duty and opened up her own home as a shelter for women and children suffering domestic violence. She says domestic violence remains one of the largest issues for Aboriginal women in the territory.
The ladies saw me as being a strong person, being Aboriginal community police officer, and they just started coming and asking for help because there was nowhere else to go, and I offered my home to help protect them. Some came with kids and some come by themselves, and just to give them a safe place to stay till, you know, we can work things out and make sure they go back to a safe environment.
She has since opened the Galawinku Women's Space, an organisation run by the community to help keep women and children safe from domestic violence. Miss Dungabara says she wants to help all women, not just women from her community, to feel empowered to achieve real equality for themselves and for each other.
My hope is to see a lot of strong women where they feel proud about themselves. I just want to see not just my people, but any woman to feel empowered and do the best they can for their community, for their family. And my hope is to have strong ladies that empower other women.
Order of Australia recipient and current Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner June Oscar is another one of the conference's keynote speakers. A proud Aboriginal woman of the Banaba people in Western Australia, Miss Oscar says women of all backgrounds and beliefs will need to overcome their differences and work together to make real change happen.
There's so much that women endure, and women carry responsibility as leaders and nurturers and educators and providers in our families and communities. And every time on all of these issues, there's enough to go around for everyone to be involved, that we are very capable of sharing the load, and it makes such a huge difference to be supported and to be with like-minded women who are there to support and strengthen each other.
For women who can't make it to the conference, Miss Oscar has a special message to share.
Happy International Women's Day to all our women and girls across the country. Keep strong, keep deadly, and keep doing what you're doing.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.